The prison population here in the U.S. has been dropping in recent years thanks to lower crime rates, changes in sentencing laws, and state budget shortfalls. Colorado had to close the Fort Lyon State Prison and turned it into an experimental treatment facility for Denver's homeless drug addicts, even though Denver is 200 miles away. The idea being, when it comes to drugs and addicts, out of sight is out of mind. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, Colorado Public Radio's Ben Marcus explains.
About a month ago, Devaney Williams had had it with living on the streets, and she wanted to get sober. Her caseworker suggested a new treatment program Colorado lawmakers funded this year at the former Fort Lyon State Prison.
Like they say, the first step is just getting in that van, you know, getting here. Because once you're here, it's kind of like you're stuck out here, so...
People like Devaney get referred to the program by counselors at the Colorado Coalition for the Homeless in Denver. They come by choice and can stay up to 2 years. Williams has been sober since she got here, partly because, well, we're in the middle of nowhere.
It feels so good just to have your mind back, you know, have straight thoughts and think about real things and not where you're going to get your next drink, you know, your next, how you're going to make your next hustle to get that drink.
In many ways, it's just to do something different. And part of recovery, one of the sort of running jokes in recovery, is the only thing you have to change is everything.
James Ginsburg runs this place. He sits at a picnic table on the picturesque Fort Lyon campus. The former Army fort and sanitarium opened after the Civil War. It was a minimum security prison until 2 years ago when the state shut it down because of the budget shortfall.
It just feels like, as you can see, an Ivy League college campus. Some people call it the Princeton of the Plains.
When the prison closed, it was a huge blow to the region's economy. State leaders eventually directed more than $10 million to reopen the facility for its new use. Critics of the plan said drug addicts should be treated in their own communities, not shipped hundreds of miles away. Ginsburg says that approach works for many people.
And we certainly are advocates of that, but there's a certain population that cannot recover in the community.
Ginsburg says there's already a long waiting list for his program, dispelling another criticism that homeless people from the city wouldn't be willing to come to the hinterlands for treatment. In the cafeteria, counselors and administrators eat alongside residents like Art McCruston. Fort Lyon wasn't a tough sell for him. He'd been here before, 14 years ago, as an inmate.
And I had good thoughts about this place, so when they said it was a treatment center, I was like, hell yeah, I'll come.
It wasn't your typical prison experience. He had his own room, and he was free to move around the facility. Now he says he's in the same room he stayed in as a prisoner. McCruston says it's easier to stay sober out here because he's not surrounded by his drinking buddies.
And I kind of now today, man, I'm really liking myself. I'm liking this clean and sober thing. So I'm trying to promote this as I go along to people that want to get on board and continue to stay clean and sober.
McCruston lowers his voice and asks a question that has yet to be answered only 3 months into the program.
What kind of success rate they're going to have when these people is back in society?
Administrators admit they're not sure. How will counseling, treatment, and vocational programs work for residents when they're back in the city, surrounded by the same triggers that sent them to Fort Lyon in the first place? Resident Devaney Williams knows this is the right place for her now.
I feel like this positive energy, but I know there's going to be times when I'm going to think, well, I want to be back in Denver.
She says it's good to know that when those feelings creep up, she can't easily run back to the city. For Here and Now, I'm Ben Marcus at the Fort Lyon Treatment Facility in Colorado.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.